We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise, brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com and get your communication tools that you are going to need. It's going to get bumpy out there. Buckle up. President Trump's indictment, the bank collapse, the war in Ukraine, and more craziness goes on, as we say, tonight, breaking, that's right, a leak coming out of the Trump indictment. Looks like President Trump is being hit with 34 counts related to business fraud. And Ron DeSantis, is he trying to change the laws to run for president without giving up his seat as governor? And transgenders running amok, have they been given a hall pass for violence? Pfizer docs revealing graphene oxide in all of the shots. That's right. But we have a detox solution. And your path to freedom. That's right. As an American state national, joining me for the second half, Lisa Phillips, our resident American state national. All that and much more after the break right now here on Brighty on TV.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrightyOnStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrightyOnStore.com today. Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrightyOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrightyOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrightyOnStore.com today.
And welcome back to this Freaky Friday. That's right, breaking now, leaks coming out with respect to President Trump being hit with 34 counts related to business fraud as a result of a Manhattan grand jury who voted to indict President Trump. This indictment currently under seal. Of course, now CNN, the criminal news network, is the source of this, so we do have to take it with a grain of salt, stating that the former president faces more than 30 counts relating to business fraud in this indictment from a Manhattan grand jury. Earlier on Thursday, a spokesperson for the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, said the office had contacted Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender for arraignment on the Supreme Court indictment, which does still remain under seal. Well, Donald Trump, he is the first ex-president to ever be charged with a crime. Trump has been accused of paying porn star Stormy Daniels hush payments through his then-attorney Michael Cohen in a scheme to silence her and stop the story about their alleged affair. Well, we all have seen what's come from that. And of course, Michael Cohen admits it was his money that paid Stormy Daniels. Never, ever, ever did he get paid from President Trump. Well, they will fail. He will be reelected in the greatest landslide in American history. This is coming from the Trump campaign responding to the New York DA's indictment. Taylor Budowich, the CEO of Make America Great Again, Inc., has now released the statement moments ago saying, quotes, this is not an indictment of a crime. There was no crime. Instead, the news is the indictment of a failed nation. President Trump is promising to peacefully end the war in Ukraine, dismantle the deep state, save our country by putting America first. And for that, The political elites and the power brokers have weaponized governments to try and stop him. They will fail. He will be reelected in the greatest landslide in American history. And together, we will make America great again. Folks, take that to the bank. That's why there is no chance President Trump will take a plea deal. This coming from his defense lawyer, attorney Joe Tacopina, saying that Mr. Trump won't negotiate with the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, because there is no crime. President Trump will not take a plea deal in this case. It's not going to happen. And of course, President Trump took no time to waste to put out his own statement. And he put out this grandstand right here. I'll just surmise it for you, talking about this is the political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros as a disgrace, rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. He finishes his statement with this: I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement, our party, United and Strong, will defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. We're going to throw every last one of those crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. Well, a lot of statements were put out yesterday on the news of the Trump indictment. I spoke to President Trump's 2016 Florida State Director of Grassroots and Coalitions, Annie Marie Delgado, who delivered Florida to President Trump as well as in 2016, as well as 2020. And she had this to say, quote, I'd rather like to thank Alvin Bragg for handing Donald Trump to the presidency in 2024. The witch hunt that continues against President Trump will surely backfire. They not only indicted former President Donald J. Trump, they indicted millions and millions of Americans. This will surely only make us more united and stronger and take back our country from the grips of the evil that persist. I strongly encourage everyone to stay calm. Let Mr. Trump's legal team do what they have to do and do not fall into the Democrat trap. We must stay focused on cleaning up our election system so that we can have fair elections in 2024. And I believe Peter Sweden summed it up best with this tweet. Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's private jet. George Bush killed innocent people. Barack Obama drone bombed children. But Trump, who never started a new war, is the only one getting arrested. And yes, Ron DeSantis apparently will not support extradition. He put this tweet out saying the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan DA has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and excuse criminal misconduct, yet he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with the Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. Well, personally, I see this as very convenient. Why? Because President Trump has already said he will turn himself in. He's not going to lose. Ron DeSantis, well, is he changing the rules? Look at this. Florida may actually tweak the resign to run law to aid a potential DeSantis 2024 run. The current law says that individuals running for federal office must resign, but some lawmakers think that even under the law that DeSantis could actually run. See, back in 2007, the resign to run law was tweaked to remove the requirement for federal candidates, as then Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican at the time, was being eyed as a running mate for Senator McCain's 2008 presidential bid. Lawmakers in later years continued to tweak that law, and then as recently as 2018, lawmakers explicitly outlined the requirement for candidates running for federal office to resign and removed an exception for presidential and vice presidential candidates, saying federal candidates must resign no later than 10 days before qualifying for office. The law currently says that any officer who qualifies for federal public office must resign from the office he or she presently holds if the terms or any part thereof run concurrently with each other. Some lawmakers and lawyers see this as a pathway for DeSantis to run, even the resign to run requirement in place. One interpretation of the law says that a candidate running for federal office doesn't have to resign as long as they're not also trying to be elected in their state post. interesting that this is on deck at the moment because, of course, Ron DeSantis still has not made it clear whether or not he intends to run. But the tweaking of the law certainly does signal what we believe to be his future intention. And, of course, what is the future intention for this country? How does Joe Biden claim to see it? Well, this proclamation he put out on Transgender Day of Visibility, giving transgender days the ability to celebrate joy, strength, and the absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know, according to Joe Biden, people who have too often had to put their jobs, relationships, and line on the line just to be their true selves. Well, if you go through and you read this drivel, I can tell you this much. There is a number of openly LGBTQ leaders, according to Biden, that says they need their voice heard, too. Well, let's talk about Sam Brenton, shall we? Remember him, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy, all in the Department of Energy? Well, guess what? He was caught stealing women's luggage. Remember that? And, of course, parading around in their clothing as if nothing ever happened. This is what the transgenders have brought to the White House. Brenton also posed for a photo captioned, "It's official. As of June 19th, I now serve my nation in this Biden regime under the Department of Energy." Well, guess what, folks? At least he did get fired for his criminal behavior. I guess he couldn't escape the paparazzi on this one. Talk about a pair of Jimmy Shoe shoes. I can't even say it. Oh, my God. Too far. He's just taken this too far. The non-binary former Biden official has been fired. He was caught stealing that luggage, and he is out of here. This is what we get. Well, we also get this, a trans terrorist group planning a trans day of vengeance at the Supreme Court and calls for death against Christian babies. This is all in the wake of terror attacks at Christian schools in Nashville. Well, guess what? This transgender has taken it too far, too. This group called the Trans Radical Activist Network is organizing this day of vengeance, and they wanted to have this happen in the Supreme Court, but guess what? It was just recently canceled for violence. You can't even make this stuff up. And, of course, Secretary Blinken, what does he do? He's speaking about the dangers of disinformation on the Internet.
The Internet is also growing more closed, more insecure, more siloed by the day. More countries are putting up firewalls and shutting down access, using the Internet to try to control speech, quash dissent, spread misinformation, and disinformation.
And on the heels of that, that's right, the Senate, in all of their wisdom, is trying to pass through Senate Bill 686. Look it up, read it, and weep, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Senate Bill 686 would take people like myself and others and retroactively look at things that we've said based on what they call disinformation. And that's right, they can arrest us. This is how they intend to clean up the Internet. Thank you very little. And speaking of cleaning up, we now have cleanup from Pfizer. That's right. Confidential Pfizer documents confirm that graphene oxide is in the COVID-19 vaccines. And here's how to remove it from your body. That's right. We're going to cover this for you because this toxic substance that causes strange blood clots and destroys red blood cells, yes, it has a natural negative charge, whereas red blood cells are naturally positively charged. And when the graphene oxide enters the body and red blood cells, it immediately starts to cause these cells to stack up on themselves, leading to possible strange blood clots, strokes, aneurysms, and at worst, death. Yes, all proven by scientists previously. The FDA attempted to delay the release of Pfizer's vaccine safety data for 75 years, despite approving the injection after only 108 days of what I call a safety review. That's right. However, in early January 2022, federal judge Mark Pittman ordered the FDA to release those 55,000 pages. And since then, posting all the documents on their website, the first batch revealing that these vaccines was most likely going to lead to depopulation with 2 million excess deaths in just the Five Eyes countries alone. And just over half of Europe, 2 years after the rollout, it appears the revelation is true. Take a look at this. It's listed right there in their own documents that, yes, there is graphene oxide in these shots. Well, you're going to want to know how to remove all these toxic substances from your body because it doesn't just remain in those who've been vaccinated. It's also transmitted to anybody within the vicinity of COVID-19 vaccinated people. Graphene oxide is poisonous to humans. It's discovered in all these vaccines. And coincidentally, graphene oxide poisoning comes also when it's exposed to electric magnetic frequencies, creating radiation sickness similar to those symptoms described with COVID. This toxic substance can be removed when you use products like zinc in combination with NAC, which are essential antioxidants used to degrade the graphene oxide. Ricardo Delgado has stated that with these two antioxidants, he has personally helped people affected by magnetism after inoculation. This is in people with two doses of Pfizer vaccines who become magnetic, and after these supplements, they're no longer having symptoms. Also consider taking astaxanthin, melatonin, milk thistle, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D. Those are all going to be critical for your immune system support. And of course, all that and more is going to be helping you as you remove the graphene oxide from your body. I want to talk to you very quickly a little bit about your money right now, because as we now know, Tennessee has now created state gold and silver reserve currency. That's right, the Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed into bill a law that lays the groundwork for creating a state reserve to purchase, sell, and hold precious metals such as gold and silver. And of course, this move would grant Tennessee the ability to achieve more financial independence with gold and silver reserves. It could help undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. And State Representative Bud Halsey and Monty Fritz put forward House Bill 1479, with State Senators Frank Nicely and Adam Lowe sponsoring their Senate companion bill 529, giving the state treasurer the power to purchase and sell gold or precious bullion or other species that will be directly owned by the state. This is why I'm always telling you guys, go to KirkElliottPhD.com/and. As we round out towards the complete collapse of the dollar, Kirk Elliott is going to protect your nest egg. Get into gold and silver today, KirkElliottPhD.com. All right, we'll be right back after this break with your walk to freedom and my friend Lisa Phillips, an American State National.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
And welcome back. Right now, we are talking about freedom, the walk to freedom, something I've already taken the journey to do. Still in the process, because there's a lot to untangle yourself from this federal corporation called the United States. That's right. Have you ever wanted to learn how to operate on water, live on the land, and control everything from the air? What am I talking about? I'm talking about being an American state national. We were all Americans before the corporation came in and stole our sovereignty with the 14th Amendment and made us United States citizens. And that's where the story begins. And joining me now to talk about how you too can correct your status and gain true freedom as a free man or woman, just as God intended, is Lisa Phillips. Joining me now, our American state national resident. Lisa, great to see you here on Right Now.
Oh, so great to be in your new, beautiful studio.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here, Lisa. So you and I have known each other for a little while, and you know that I've gone through this journey of becoming an American State National, something which has really picked up steam. I was speaking with Bobby Lawrence the other day, and he tells me now there's at least 22 million of us here in the country. Can you confirm?
Isn't that amazing? That I have heard the same statistic, and it just is growing. It's, you know, this freedom fire is a spark.
That's right. It is. We've sparked the fire of freedom. And I know that Bobby, David, yourself, and others have been working diligently along with many other experts out there. I spoke with Elise as well. She's another one of the administrators that works along with everybody side by side to spread the word and give the truth. So let's take it from the top, Lisa. Our history as America understands it has been compromised. It has been rewritten by the history, by the historians that want us to believe a narrative that we're still a republic and we're still free. Would you classify America today as a republic and land of the free?
Not evidenced by any of our branches of government on the local, state, or federal level, no.
No. And why is that? What are you seeing out there?
We're seeing a tyrannical communist overreach. I think we don't have our elections being run with any integrity. We don't have the courts willing to examine what's going on. We don't have our schools allowing children to be unmasked, our universities for attendance for these new adults entering their programs to be unvaccinated without any say. There's no more freedom. There's no freedom of speech. There's cancellation of speech. Things have gotten out of control. And now we're seeing our beloved President Trump being indicted for something that is outrageous, unproven, far less than the crimes we've seen the political operatives on the other side, which, how much time do we have?
Yeah. Right. We could go on that list for hours and hours. I mean, there's no shortness for the crime and corruption and the dirty deeds that have been done against freedom-loving Americans, against freedom-loving people around the world. The American State National Movement has really caught fire because people are now recognizing that the corporate construct came in right after the 14th Amendment made Americans United States citizens. Prior to the 14th Amendment, 1868 and specifically, we were Americans living on the land and we were electing our public servants. The 14th Amendment, which has been proven to have been unconstitutionally ratified, with a couple of states, Ohio and New Jersey, balking at the idea of giving up their state sovereignty, made us U.S. citizen voters. Right. And it was about the privilege of voting. The fact of the matter is, Lisa, we were electing public servants and now we've now learned how to vote in our slave masters. And frankly, we're selecting them. We're not even electing them anymore. Tell us how the state national movement can help free people from this corporate construct, which is now the corporation of the United States.
At the genesis of what we're doing is living at peace and in honor. And coming about this not only as a person, a people, if you will, diction is important, but in community, we the people, going to our organic foundational papers, what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence gave us, the gifts of that wisdom and knowledge to live in common law, which is man's law on the land. And what we're doing is learning this, and we have David Strait and Bobby Lawrence and many people throughout current history teaching these concepts. They aren't new. This is information that has existed since the beginning of our republic, but it's been undermined. And the teachings in our universities and our schools, the privilege of going to them as a citizen or a person, the knowledge isn't there anymore. So it's incumbent upon us, and if we're living in sacred honor, to carry on this knowledge to one another. So coming together as American State Nationals, teaching one another from the learnings and the study that David and Bobby share so generously and have so much courage to do. And yourself, quite frankly, you've been an incredible spokesperson attracting people to this knowledge and inspiring. You inspired me to look deeply at this because I know your background as an investigative journalist and I could trust you. And that is what it's all about. It's about building trust and coming together as we the people, because we have to reconstitute our republics. We're seeing the de facto government fall down. We are seeing that our vote as citizens doesn't work. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to very peacefully and in honor restore our republics by coming together in a de jure constitution and a de jure reconstitution of our republics on a state level.
So let's talk about how folks can learn more about this, because you have single-handedly, I have to give you massive credit. There's so much research out there. And I tell people all the time, you know, my go-to resources are Bobby Lawrence's Telegram channel for one. I've also found a lot of solace in the statenational.us website. But you have put together an American State National study guide. And then you also have your website where people can learn from a conference that you are organizing. And this is going to be a first of its kind, where everything you've ever wanted to know, because people have all sorts of misconceptions what a state national is. In fact, the FBI and other rogue agencies in our government are doing their very level-headed best to obfuscate and confuse people about what state nationals are. They're calling us sovereign citizens. Why is a sovereign citizen an oxymoron, first of all?
It's not only an oxymoron, it's part of this politics of destruction. So they glom onto a concept that they have defined, and then they attached it to the American State National Movement. When you revert back to your original state national political status, which everyone can do who is born on the land, you become sovereign. That you go through this process, and it's completely opposite and diametrically opposed to the 14th Amendment citizen to which you just referred. So you can't be a sovereign citizen. The two are diametrically opposed with one another. But it's a very convenient label to put on what we're doing and strike a chord of fear. And people will then potentially be dissuaded to look into this and follow it and become learned on the concepts.
So what can folks expect if they've never done any advanced work in becoming a state national? Can they attend this conference, and can they at least get the first gate accomplished, which is your freedom bundle, so that you can then go to the passport agency and actually get your passport application application in, and of course returned back to you same day, similar to what I did. I did my passport in one day after I'd had my freedom bundle already recorded by a county recorder's office.
The conference that we're putting together with the statenational.us site is, it's a national conference, and it is the first of its kind. And everyone is welcome to attend, whether they have pursued the ASN journey or not. No matter where you are, it will significantly advance your journey and your knowledge on this topic. We have over, I think, 20 presentations and workshops at this point, with multiple presenters that are experts on the topics that they're presenting on. For example, you'll be presenting what you've been doing, spreading the freedom fire all over the country. We will have, very timely, an expert in the finance area, the history of money, and talk about the amendments that were not properly ratified, how citizens were basically put into slave labor in the 16th Amendment, and that too was never ratified. So you become a taxpayer illegally every time you sign a 1040, and your very first one puts you in the system. And what can you do about that? And there are actually remedies to that through the IRS. You'll learn about that. We also have as I spoke about before, living in honor. How is that evidenced? How do you do that? Where does sacred honor come from? We're going to cover that in depth. We're going to have the entire concept of becoming an ASN is a journey between living in the public to the private. And as you're transitioning, one can master the skills to self-govern. And part of self-governing is no longer needing to hire accountants to fill out forms that we don't understand, or dealing with legal documents that we don't understand. Whatever's legal isn't lawful. We live lawfully. Whatever's lawful is not legal. Right. So we'll also be covering trusts and wills and securities. And through an example of a workshop we'll be doing is you'll gain the knowledge to execute your trust and will and comprehend who and what funds your public estate. So the depth of knowledge from the beginning of time, sacred honor, all the way through to living privately will be covered.
This is really exciting because this is how we're going to take back our country. God gave us the second covenant nation. He made man and woman to be free, and that has been stolen from us. Lisa Phillips, thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it. I cannot encourage my audience enough to at least go to this website, 1776live.us. Explore everything you're going to learn while you're at this conference. It's going to be highly valuable, highly worth your time. And this is how you embark on your walk to freedom. We're going to take our country back. One people at a time. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you all. We'll see you again on Monday, and God bless America.